This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. We always say the economy is not the stock market, and the stock market is not the economy. But today, they seem to be more or less on the same page. There's a lot of economic numbers out there today. The Dow hit 18,000. Consumer sentiment is at an 8-year high. But we'll start the show with the biggie. GDP last quarter was up more than it's been in a decade, 5%. Joining us is Treasury Secretary Jack Lew. Thanks for being with us.
Good to be with you.
This is the fastest quarterly growth we've seen in more than a decade. It sounds like good news, but I wonder, what's the picture look like for the middle class here?
You know, I think it is good news. I think what we've seen over the past several quarters is that the economy is growing at a healthy rate. Growing at the fastest pace in over a decade is significant. And we've seen a number of economic indicators that show improvement in the labor market, increased domestic energy security, lower health care costs. You know, we took a lot of steps in 2009 and 2010 to rescue our economy and to build a foundation for growth. And we're now seeing that we're the strongest year for job growth since the 1990s. So I think when you look at the effect on workers, creating more jobs is incredibly important. And we're seeing job growth in areas where wages are better and better. I think for working families that went through the experience of the Great Recession, there are some deep scars, and they're looking to see it in their pay. They're looking to see it in their family budgets. I think we're seeing signs that this is going to begin to break through, and that's the challenge going forward.
In the White House press release today, it says, we have more work to do to boost wages for middle-class families. And I wonder, what's that look like? What's that mean?
Well, I think, it means a few things. First of all, it means that we need to keep focusing on making sure that there is an environment conducive to creating jobs in areas like manufacturing and technology and areas like construction where jobs are good middle-class jobs. I think at the bottom end, it means we have to make sure that we keep working to see increases in the minimum wage so that that workers who are working full-time at least get their income above a poverty line. The growing economy, the confidence in a growing economy will continue to put some steam behind the labor markets and some energy behind what the future looks like. That confidence in the future is going to, in and of itself, be part of what helps create the jobs that create more and more good middle-class incomes. Our work isn't going to be done until every American who wants to work and can have a decent middle-class shot. And that's what our efforts are about. It's what our programs and policies have been about. It's what they'll continue to be about.
Is there anything concrete your office can do to help push things in that direction?
You know, I think that one area that we have worked a lot on, you look at all the things that are kind of going well in the economy. We've been looking at what can you do to create more activity in construction and housing. I think we've seen some good progress there, but we need to see more. The challenge of continuing to make the investment climate one where there's confidence in the future, where employers are willing to make the investment in plant and in hiring is always important. I think, we've just come out of a couple of weeks where, Washington has again shown that we can get our work done, that there can be stability, not just this week and this month, but for the next year. I think if you look back over the last few years, it wasn't that way in 2011 and 12. There was reason to be nervous about what was happening in Washington. I think the fact that that we were able to reach agreement on an approach that creates, as I say, certainty will help. It will help to create an environment where more jobs are created. That was, frankly, one of the most important reasons to come together behind the budget bill last week.
We've seen very positive growth in the economy in the last two quarters, and I wonder how much of that is about factors that could change quickly, things like low oil prices and the strength of the dollar.
You know, I think that the drop in oil prices is fairly recent. It is serving to reduce the cost of gasoline and to essentially be a tax cut for families that are stretching their budget. That's a good thing. Obviously, it's meant a little bit of a slowdown in new development in some areas, but I think that over time that will kind of work itself out. The resources will be developed. If it's not this month or next month, it'll be a little bit later. I don't think that the progress we've seen in the economic indicators over the last few quarters are directly a result of oil prices being low. I think it's a result of core strength. You look at the manufacturing and job creation numbers. They started before oil prices started coming down. The sense that the United States was the best place in the world to do business was improving before oil prices started to come down. Obviously, lower oil prices are a plus for the general economy. I think that the fact that we've developed our own energy resources is actually very significant. It's part of the reason that the U.S. is such a good place to do business, because we have political stability, we have the best workers in the world, and we have now abundant energy resources. So, you know, I think that I don't look at it as the developments of the last couple of weeks. It's really the developments of the last couple of years in the energy area that have been more significant.
Now, we know still that people aren't earning much more than they have been, which means that they're borrowing. And I wonder, how healthy is it to have economic growth based at least in part on record consumer debt?
Well, I think if you look at family balance sheets, we've seen a lot of deleveraging take place. So I think family balance sheets are in a better place than they've been for a very long time. So I actually don't think that we're seeing growth now that's fueled by excessive levels of debt. Frankly, we're in a place now where I think there's every reason to believe that more people should be able to get mortgages and to buy a home and to take that step where they have the income and the economic record to qualify. What they need is the confidence to go forward and that sense that next year and the year after are going to be better than what they came out of in the Great Recession. I hope will bring more people out into the housing market, for example. That's not bad. You know, it's bad if people get in over their head. It's not bad if people who can afford a home buy a home of their own. That's the American dream.
A lot of people, though, are sitting on the sidelines of the housing market right now. How do you pull them back in?
Well, look, I think that, you know, if you look at people sitting on the sidelines, they fall into different groups, obviously, but you had a lot of young people graduate school at a time when they couldn't find a job right away, and they're taking a few years to make a lot of decisions in life to make sure they feel comfortable about the future. A series of good economic reports helps a lot. Government working smoothly, making decisions one at a time to move things in the right direction helps. I think fundamentally, you know, individuals and businesses alike will benefit from an extended period of confidence. And if businesses have confidence that the future is going to be better, they're going to invest and hire more. If individuals have confidence in the future, they're going to be willing to take that leap and buy a family home for the first time. I think there's every reason to be optimistic about 2015. We're ending the year quite strong. You know, we had kind of an anomalous first quarter that did not represent where the rest of the year has been. Many of us thought at the time that it was kind of not where we really were. The last three quarters are proving that. And I think going into next year, we have every reason to think the year will start strong and be strong.
We asked you this last time you were on the show, but it's worth asking again. And that's this: the numbers look great, but when we talk to regular people, I as a reporter am talking to regular people, they're still not feeling it. And I wonder what needs to change to really translate these numbers into real life.
You know, I think what we were talking about a few minutes ago is very real. The recession in 2008 was very deep. The experience that people went through was very bruising. It takes a while for confidence to come back, and it's taken a while for incomes to come back. We're seeing incomes rise too slowly, but we're seeing incomes rise again. I think that needs to continue. I think that the combination of time and things moving in the right direction will help. But to be clear, there's more work that we need to do. We need to make sure that whether it's in education or in or the way we create an environment that's conducive to investment in manufacturing, in housing, there's more policy that we need to do. And the president's actions in 2009 and 2010 have a lot to do with the strength of the macroeconomic indicators today. And I think that the vision for the future involves making more progress going forward. And I'm optimistic that even in a period of divided government, we will make progress on things that are important to the American people.
Secretary Liu, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much. Have a great holiday.
You too.